in to not only stop, but you want to go, or you want to stop. You want the bus to stop, but you don't want to be on the bus anymore when you pull.
You want to get off, so you can get off.
And you remember
that. Come on in.
Turn your mind, Ken.
There was some unpleasantry about 100 years ago in Lincoln's day, known as the
assassination,
or the war I'm referring to,
Civil War.
And the sheriff is charged with the duties of keeping
order in the county, or something like that.
And not only order, but also the makes people abide by
the law, enforce the law.
Yeah, enforce the law.
That's a sign of death to these children.
Lansing is the capital of
Michigan, I think.
Mm-hmm. If it's not right, I'll ask you again.
What you asked me that for? Yeah. Just hearing me pronounce it.
Pronounce Michigan. I'll tell you something about that when we get through these. Springfield is the capital of
Illinois. Illinois, I've heard him say it.
Really?
From the south.
Oh, right. Columbus is the capital of
Ohio.
And I don't know what the capital, but the state just east of us here is east of it. In Illinois is
Indiana, isn't it?
Yeah. What's the capital of that?
Isn't it Indianapolis?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't believe it's Indianapolis.
I can't think. Oh, well, but
it doesn't make a difference. Buffalo is in
New York.
And Pittsburgh is in
Pennsylvania.
And Louisville is in
Kentucky.
And the largest city in Michigan is
I think it's Detroit.
And largest city in Illinois is
Springfield, I think.
The largest city is
Chicago. Yeah. Wicked one, too.
Yeah. And the country just north of America here is our friendly neighbor,
Canada. You're working on my history now, fella.
Well, that's how I'm getting pronunciations, the best way I can. And the largest city in Kentucky is probably
Louisville. And that's a guess.
Well, that's the one I want. I don't know whether it's right or not either. And the largest city in southwestern Ohio is the Queen City.
Cincinnati? How do I know which is the largest?
Well, it's a large one. The capital of the United States is
Washington, D.C. My wife was worrying about that in the inaugural business. I'm afraid old President Eisenhower would take cold. No hat on, you know.
Oh, you mean Kennedy?
No, Eisenhower.
Eisenhower.
On his inauguration.
Oh, on his inauguration, I see. Uh-huh.
Eisenhower was there, you know, sitting through the whole thing.
If you have a child who's been ill a long time, and you're just kind of discouraged about it, you say, it just seems like...
There's no help.
Or it seems...
No cure.
Would you say it seems like he'll never pull through, or it seems as though...
It's impossible, all those things. I don't know what I give
you. Well, what I'm after is, would you say it seems like, it seems as if, or it seems...
There's no help?
If, as like, or though. It seems as though, it seems as if, or it seems like there's no help.
Yes.
You'd use any of them?
It seems as though there's no help.
That was though. Okay. Now, if somebody asks you to go someplace and you don't want to go unless your wife goes, you might say, I won't go
unless your wife.
Okay.